In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing Luis and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 3. We are in the bottom paragraph of page 3. We're halfway through volume 35, 926, 1937. And we just were talking about this great gift that's given to the creatures. And it's as he says here, all remained astonished, glorifying my divine volition for such a great gift it gives to the creatures. And we, triune God, give the soul this gift. We enlarge her capacity that she may understand what a gift that she has received and use it. That's what's happening. We're learning how to possess this gift. I mean, nobody possesses it fully. As soon as you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, or negative, as soon as you sin, you're outside of the divine will. It's not you. It's, the divine will is to be continuously peaceful, joyful, and happy. In love with God, in love with your neighbor. So Jesus says, we can give the soul this gift of inseparability. Now think about that. Fused with God, inseparability. The union with God, fused with God. Never to be separated from God. One with God. So that the soul arrives at the point of feeling our divine life more than her own human life. See, right now, you get glimpses of God's life, you know. When you make a good confession, you leave the confessional and you're full of grace. And until you're worried or fearful, anxious, complaining, negative. See, you have to understand, there's many spirits out there. There's the Holy Spirit and there's many other spirits out there. And just so that you know, like people have said to me, oh, Father, you don't understand. I have to worry. I have to worry. I'm a worrier. And I said, that's because you don't trust Jesus. No, I trust Jesus, but I just worry. No. Trusting Jesus is there's no worry. Jesus says, does worry add one moment to your life? And then he says, of course it doesn't. Then his next line to the apostles were, then stop worrying. That's a command from Jesus. When you worry, you say to Jesus, you're not a good God because I can't trust you. I'm worried. I don't know how this is going to work out. I'm not sure that you're listening to me. You're not a good God. I've got to worry. When you worry, you keep the demon of worry alive in you. You feed that demon with worry. You keep it alive. You want those demons gone? You want those spirits gone? And they are spirits. Then you starve it to death. No more worry. And worry will flee from you. Fear will flee from you. Anxiety will flee from you. Complaining. I always thought God gave me the gift of complaining, and I was trying to use it to the fullest of my ability. And then I found out we're not supposed to complain. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no more negativity. I was just with a family, and every word that came out was a negative word. You're not doing this, and you're not doing that. You're not doing this, you're not doing that. And it was just so sad. There was no joy. It was flinching from, I'm going to be yelled at again. I'm not good enough. No more complaining, no more negativity. Did you know that when we die and when we go to purgatory, we're going to have to be in purgatory for every time we were worried or fearful or anxious or complaining or negative or sinning? Because God doesn't want that. Jesus doesn't live like that. Jesus is full of praise of his Heavenly Father. Jesus is filled with love and peace and joy. I want to give you my joy, Jesus says, so that your joy will be complete. the complaining, the negativity has to stop. It really does. And if you say you're living in the divine will and you complain one word, you're not in the divine will. It doesn't work like that. I know somebody who says, well, this is just my human inadequacies. God knows that he made me like this, so that's what I'm going to be like this. No, you've got to change. Even your facial expressions must be that of Jesus, must be that of Mary. No scowling. You're supposed to be filled with peace. I live in the divine will, yet I can look at that person. Look what that person is doing over there. My God, that's not Jesus. That's you. Miserable human being. That you are. Stop it. Make that demon go. Make that spirit leave you by starving it. No more feeding it with any worry, fear, anxiety, or complaints, or negativity, or sin. This is what Jesus is teaching us. And if we have an attitude, or if we're gossiping about someone or something, that's not Jesus. You're going to have to go to purgatory for that. Jesus says, if you're living in the divine will, he says, I can't purge myself. You won't go to purgatory. But if there's any worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin in your life, you're going to purgatory. Let me clue you. I had a friend who died last year, and she was the biggest complainer I ever heard in my life. And I kept saying to her, you know, God wants you in heaven. Stop complaining. Well, they're this and they're that and they're that. I said, stop it. You've got to be free of this. And her response was, as long as I get into purgatory, I'll be happy. I don't think so. The flames, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, the flames of purgatory are the flames of hell, but they're not everlasting. So Jesus is saying this. He's saying, we give her the gift of inseparability, the union with God, so that she arrives at the point of feeling divine life in her more than her human life. Human life is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, sin. It's what you confess when you go to confession. This is how I live. I'm a miserable human being. I don't want to live like this. I want to enter into heaven on earth. That's the life I want to live. God says, good. And he doesn't say the divine will is, the kingdom is very close. He says, it's within you. Begin to live it. Begin to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Jesus says, God becomes for her the actor, God becomes the spectator, while she remains the bearer of her Creator, living with his very life, his life of divine love, divine power. God becomes for the soul the actor and the spectator of your life. He's gazing in your gazing. He's listening in your listening. He's speaking in your speaking. He's walking in your walking. God is the actor in you. He says to Louisa, be my skin. Let me reign on earth in you. While she remains the bearer of her Creator. That was the Blessed Mother. The bearer of God. God within. When she appeared to Sister Mary Ephraim in Our Lady of America, she appeared as Our Lady, the divine indwelling. That's what God is calling us to. He wants to dwell within us. He wants to reign in us. He wants to gaze in our gazing, listen in our listening, beat in our heart beating, breathe in our breathing. This is what he's asking. Are you willing to say yes to this, Jesus is saying? Are you willing to do this so that I can reign, Jesus says? What happens? You become the bearer of her God, living with his very divine love, living with his very divine life, living with his very divine power. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. life, love, and power. He doesn't want us to be weak. He wants to be our strength. When something is wrong, like I've said before, if something is wrong, you say to the Lord, I'm sorry this is happening, Lord. I want to repair this. So that it would be as if it never happened. And that's what God is looking for. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, which is the divine will, and we will be recreated. That's what's happening. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. God does it. We just cooperate with that. With this gift, everything becomes her own, and the soul has the right over everyone and everything. You become a true child of God. You have divine right over everyone and everything. And when we, Triune God, see that the soul possesses this gift of the divine will, we add the gift of making the soul triumphant over everyone and everything. Triumphant over herself. Triumphant over God. See, the thing we should be concerned about is to please God in every thought, every word, every deed. To make God happy for creating us. We want to enter into this life so that God looks at us and says, there's my son, there's my daughter. How I love them. Why? They love me so much that they're letting me live in them, reign in them. And therefore, they can live a perfect life, a holy life, a saintly life, a good life, a divine life. That's what we want. We want God to be the Lord of our life. Not just in a personal, they have a personal relationship with Jesus. No. We want an intimate relationship with Jesus. We want an intimate relationship with Jesus. We want Him to gaze in our gazing, to listen in our listening, to breathe in our breathing, to beat in our heart beating. We want God alive in us. We want this more than anything. More than anything. And that's what's happening here. It says, and when we, Triune God, see that the soul possesses this gift of the divine will, we, Triune God, add the gift of making that soul triumphant over everyone and everything, even triumphant over herself. Your human inadequacies become perfect. Why? Because God is there. You don't become God. You become like God, 30, 60, or 100-fold. Whatever you want, God is going to give you. That's why there's different levels of heaven. He says, what do you want? I'm going to give you what you want. Well, let me just enter the first level. That's all I care about. I've heard people say that. God says, fine. If that's what you want, that's what I get. There's other souls that I want to love God more than any other soul that ever lived. And each of us can do that. The way God has breathed into you. With that breath of God, that rule of God, you can love God more than any other human in your way. That's what we should be striving for. The highest degree of sanctity, the highest degree of perfection, the highest degree of love, the highest degree of light, of life. But the only one that will get in our way is ourself. If we want this gift, God will give it to us as much or as little as we want. He wants to make you triumph over all, triumph over yourself, triumph over God. See, what does that mean? That means to please God in every way possible, every way you possibly can. To love God in every way you possibly can. All is triumphant within her. Triumph of grace, triumph of sanctity, triumph of love. And we, Triune God, call this soul our winner. This is what we want. We want the highest degree of sanctity. We want to enter into this life. Why? To love God as much as a soul could possibly love God. This is what we're looking for. This is what God wants from us. We let her win everything because that is our gift for the soul. And when we Triune God give, we Triune God want to see the fruits contained in our gift. God wants to see perfection in us. That's why he said, be perfected as your Heavenly Father is perfect. He wasn't just playing a game with us. He wants to see the fruits contained in us that he has given us, the gifts, the talents, brought to perfection. And how can it be brought to perfection? Only if God is there, where God is breathing, God is beating in our heart beating, God is reigning in us. We let the soul win everything. That's our God. Everything you want. Everything that he wants. That's why when you surrender to him, like Our Lady did, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say, you don't worry about anything anymore. All you care about is growing deeper and deeper in love with God. You love God so much that you say, I want to stand in the breach for all my brothers and sisters. To pray in their name. Pray the rounds in their name. To adore you in their name. To love you in their name as if they are doing it. So all the world is glorifying God and praising God and loving God, thanking God, worshiping God. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, it's not a time to read. It's to fall deeper and deeper in love with God. That's what he's waiting for. That's why he's created you and me. We let her win everything because that is our gift for the soul. And when we Triune God, want to see the fruits contained in our gift. He's given us everything. And all that he's asked of us to do is to allow him to reign. And then what happens is, it's as if we're doing it, but God in reality is doing everything. How can your family not be perfected when Jesus is reigning in you? When you're trying to live in the divine will, when you're striving for that, Jesus is gazing and you're gazing. Jesus is listening and you're listening. Jesus is smiling and you're smiling. God is there. How can your family not be perfect? How can your family not be exactly the way God wants it to be? God is there. You have this inseparability with God, he says. God is there. Now, if you're there, like I was with that family the other day, what happens? You're not doing this, and you're not doing that, and you're doing this, and you're... There was no peace. It was all agitation. God wants to reign. He is peaceful, and he wants us full of peace. He is joyful, and he wants us full of joy. He is happy. He wants us happy. We've got to begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. A life of heaven. That's what the divine will is. He's teaching us. Be free of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Enter into that life of God. And this is what he says. Therefore, Every act that the soul does in our most holy divine will, each word, each work, each step, form many different harmonies between the soul and us, Triune God. It's a symphony. It's beautiful music. It's heavenly music. Now, when I think of that, I remember the story of St. Francis of Assisi when he said to the angel, "Let me hear some music of heaven." And the angel said, "No, no, I can't do that. You would die. You would die of happiness. You would die of joy." He says, "Well, can I hear one note from heaven?" And the angel gave him one note, and he was in ecstasy for 3 days. Think about living in the divine will. Each word, each step, each work forms many different harmonies between her and the Triune God in your family. It's Jesus and Mary's life. It's the new Adam and the new Eve's life reigning in you. Everything will be perfect. Begin to live that perfect life. How do I do that? Read, study, put this into practice. Each step, each word, each work form many different harmonies between the soul and God, each one more beautiful than the other. One of the things my mom used to do all the time was she had a beautiful singing voice, and she would sing when she was cooking. She would sing when she was cleaning. She would sing when she was washing, ironing. That was one of the gifts that God gave her. And it's very clear that one more song was more beautiful than the other. That was human. God now wants us to enter into the divine. When you sing, for example, find some beautiful music. Gregorian chant is wonderful. Sometimes the praising of God is magnificent. Songs from the heart are glorious. But begin to have that harmony of heaven, that the songs of praise, the songs of glory. And what happens at that point is you begin to hear the music of heaven. When you pray the rounds, for example, find a melody that God will give you and sing the psalms. Sing, I should say. Well, that's what the psalms are. They are songs. But sing the rounds. Learn a melody, a song. So Jesus says this: the soul keeps us constantly, to us Triune God, constantly busy. And now think about that. Every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water is an I love you to us. We want to breathe these I love yous in and breathe back to God a divine I love you in everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So what happens at that point? It's you really begin to keep God busy, constantly busy. Why? He's hearing himself. You breathe in this I love you. You breathe back out his I love you to him, not a human I love you. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. So when you breathe out, it's a divine I love you back to the Father. Breathe in a divine I love you from the Father. Breathe back out a divine I love you to the Father. It's not human. Jesus is doing it. He takes us at our word. Our divine love is such that we, Triune God, surround the soul from the outside with all our divine works, and while we invest her interior, inside and outside. That's transmutation. You're changed completely different from the inside and the outside. That's what God's got planned. Transmutation is what God's got planned. Not transfiguration or trans... what's the other trans? Not in the other transes. But he wants to transmute us inside and out. And that's what he's saying. We surround her from the outside with all our divine work while we invest her interior, repeating all our acts which have been bearers of life, like the life of the Blessed Mother, the Queen, and the life of the Word, Jesus, on earth, which was a continuous excess of love and gave life to everyone and everything. This is Louisa. God is saying, would you want to participate in this as well? What does Louisa do? Louisa keeps God constantly busy. Our divine love is such that we try and God surround Louisa from the outside with all our divine works while we invest her interior. Do you want that? Then you say to God, I want this. I want what you gave to Louisa. Then God's going to say, then begin to be like Louisa. Louisa spent her entire life focused on the Book of Heaven. If you want to be like Louisa, then your life has to be focused on this Book of Heaven. That's why the calendar is so amazing. Every day is a beautiful day. And you're going to see why this day is so beautiful, because of what Jesus said on this day in those 36 volumes. Check your birthday. Look what Jesus said on your birthday. Check your baptismal day. Check your confirmation day. Check your first communion day. Check your marriage day. Check your ordination day. Why this day was so beautiful to God. Begin to live it. Take those words spoken by Jesus Christ and make them alive in your soul. Jesus says there's many, many books out there. This is the only book that will transform a soul. That's the word, transformation. God wants more than that. He wants to transmute us, he tells Louisa. So we surround Louisa from the outside with all their works, and we invest Louisa's interior. With what? What does God invest Louisa's interior of? Repeating all of our divine acts within Louisa, which have been the bearers of life, the life of Our Lady, the life of Jesus, which is a continuous excess of love that gave life to everyone and everything. Do you see what Jesus is doing? He's saying, I'm going to let you live my life. I'm going to let you live my mother's life, the new Adam and the new Eve, through the one I taught, Louisa. And remember what Jesus said? He said, if Adam didn't sin, I would have taught him the Book of Heaven, which means, what does it mean? Louisa knows more than Adam. Adam lived the preternatural life of integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality. Louisa has the Book of Heaven. Adam didn't. Louisa is now going to teach us how to begin to live this abundant life. This Book of Heaven is everything. Jesus says it's the only book that will transform a soul. If we believe that Jesus spoke these words, then we would want this as well. And therefore, if you haven't read the Divine Will, if you've heard people talk about this, and a lot of people, they talk about the Book of Heaven, and Jesus says, I want you to live this. Go through the 36 volumes. Read every day. Read every day. And watch what God will do. You won't be the same at the end of the year. You can't be the same at the end of the year. Jesus will be speaking to you, and Jesus will be guiding you, leading you. He says very, very clearly, he says, I want you to also have within yourself, the repeating of all our acts. I want them to be bearers of life, just like the life of Mary and the life of Jesus on earth. And then he says this, and this is where it goes back to what the divine will is all about, which was a continuous excess of love and gave life to everyone and everything. This excess of love that you will begin to live, you're going to give this to your family. How? Just by looking at them. Because Jesus will be looking at them. Jesus gazed in my gazing. By smiling. Jesus will be smiling at your family. Smile in my smiling. By listening. Jesus will be listening in your listening. It's going to change your family. It's going to change the world. He saved the best for last. And this book of heaven is it. And again, a lot of people would rather criticize than read. And that's okay. This is a... he says, as creation was a divine decree, as redemption was a divine decree, this sanctification is a divine decree. It's going to happen. And he says, it's going to be given to all those that want it. Those that don't want it, they won't have it. He has to give everybody what they want. So he's asking us, do you want to be bearers of life, divine life, like the Blessed Mother, like our Lord, the new Adam and the new Eve? Do you want that spiritual DNA that they possess? Do you want to be a continuous excess of love for your family? Do you want to be a continuous excess of life to your family? This is where God will humiliate us. We'll be mocked, ridiculed, laughed at, spit upon. And if you get upset, it's because you think you're pretty important. That's what happened to Jesus. And he accepted it. When you begin to live this life, everything will be taken away from you. Your power, your prestige, your wealth, your health, everything will be taken away. Why? Because what God's going to give you in return is a share in divinity. That's what God's going to give you in return. How magnificent is this? How magnificent is this? So Jesus says this, we triune God always give. Remember that. God is gratuitous. He's always giving, 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 giving. Let's look at the earth. Giving. He's constantly giving. Every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water is an I love you to us. He loves us so much. He says, when you walk on the beach and you find a little stone or a little shell and you pick it up and you go, oh, look at this. He planned that from the beginning of time to give that to you. He loves you very much. He loves each and every one of us very, very much. But he won't interfere with our freedom. Your free will is ours forever. And he has to give you what you want. When you surrender your human will to him, that's not your free will. Your free will is separate. Your human will, like I said, is what you say when you go to confession. When you surrender that human will to him with your free will, and you say, I'm using my free will to choose to live in God's holy divine will, not in my human misery anymore. When you choose that, to live in God's holy divine will, everything begins to change. Heaven begins to reign in you, on earth, as the saints possess it in heaven, little by little. But what he has to do a lot of times, like I said before, is he has to let us go through humiliation. Why? Because we're very proud, we're very arrogant, we're very selfish and self-centered. We're very egotistical. So God says, I got to get rid of that for you to possess this. You got to be like me to possess it, Jesus says. You got to be like my mother to possess this, Jesus says. You can't be you with your human inadequacies. It doesn't work like that. You're going to spend a long time in purgatory for that. You got to be free of that. That life that you've lived, basically. He says, I want you to begin to live my life. I want you to begin to live the life I gave to Louisa, the first human, the first one, the newborn of the divine will, because she possessed my life. Look at the suffering she went through. Jesus crucified her every day. Why? Jesus said, I want you to be like me. Louisa went through a lot to have this gift. We don't have to go through what Louisa went through. But anything that's in the way has to stop, has to get out of the way. To become a bearer of life, to possess the life of Mary, the life of Jesus, to, again, have this continuous excess of life and of love to everyone, for everyone. We, Triune God, always give. We, Triune God, are never exhausted. Louisa, the soul who lives in our divine will, and the little children linked to Louisa, he says basically this. Louisa, who lives in our divine will, is the full day of our continuous works and of our divine life, palpitated, repeating our divine acts, which are always in action and never cease. That's what Jesus has given to Louisa. And he's offering this to us. Who are we? We're nothing. But this is the time that he wants to begin this. Like I said, he has predestined us to live at this time, to give us this gift. Because he says, if you possess it, I'll give it to the world. If you can prove that you want this more than anything, I will give this to the world. I found Louisa. Now this has to be known. Louisa possesses it. Now this has to be known, he says. So he looks at us and he says, this book of heaven is yours. And then when we have this book of heaven, Jesus says, I gave you this book. I wanted you to possess this book. And that's what he's doing. He's looking at us and he's saying, everything is in your hands. And he says this, when you begin to live in our divine will, the full day of our continuous works is there. Our divine life is palpitating and repeating our divine acts, which are always in action and never cease. And he says, this is what I want you to possess. I want you to begin to understand this life that I'm giving you is my life. It's my mother's life. The new Adam and the new Eve. It's to begin to live a new beginning. Remember what St. Louis de Montfort says. There will be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, when we come to this point. And he says it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. Do you believe that? That's us. The saints didn't have the book of heaven. Jesus gave us this book of heaven. He says this, Louisa is our triumph. Louisa is our little winner. Put that on your mirror in your bathroom when you wake up in the morning. Louisa is God's triumph. Louisa is God's little winner. Do you want to be God's triumph? Do you want to be God's little winner? And when we say yes, then he says, prove it. How do we prove it? By reading, by studying, by putting this into practice. Learn the truths. Learn the knowledges that he wants us to know. That's why the You Must Know book is so important. This is a command from Jesus. Every time Jesus said, you must know, is in a book. You can read this book. You must know this. Be Attentive book. Everything that Jesus says about being attentive is in this, is in another book. Be attentive. I will show you how to do this and why I want you to do this. See, there's the book of heaven is filled with books. Every word, Jesus says, is a divine life. When you go through the book of heaven, I mean, you're going to find words that will fill books. They have to fill books because Jesus is speaking them. And every time you read it, there's something more beautiful that's connected to something else that's more beautiful, that's connected to something else that's more beautiful. Louisa is our triumph. Louisa is our little winner. Do you want to be God's triumph? Do you want to be God's little winner? Our delirium of love is exactly this. We, triune God, want to be one by the soul, by the creature. He wants to be conquered. Like I said before, during Christmas, you should have a baby Jesus that you can hold, not just a little one an inch big, but a baby Jesus that you can hold like they have in the Vatican. God wants to be held. He wanted to be held by his mother at the end of his life as well. Jesus wants to be conquered. The triumph God wants to be conquered, won over by the creature. How's that? How can you do that? Jesus, reign in me. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to gaze in my gazing and hear in my hearing. I want you to use my senses so that you are alive in me. God says, good. I am being won over by you. When the soul wins, our love is unleashed. Our fidgets and delirium of love find divine life within Louisa, and then rests. This is the seventh day. You know, when you read sacred scripture, when you read Genesis, the morning, the evening of the first day, the morning of the second day, the evening of the second day, the morning of the third day, but there was no morning or evening of the seventh day. Now is the time of God's rest. Now is the time God is saying to us, don't you understand? I've waited 6,000 years to bring this about. When Louisa wins, when you link to Louisa wins, our love is unleashed. Our fidgets and deliriums of love find divine life in Louisa and little children of the Holy Divine Will. And then we, God, can rest as we planned. Everything's completed. Everything's done. God saved the best for last. He really has. And he's looking at us. And he's saying, I've given you this gift of gifts. I've given you this prodigy of prodigies, Louisa Picaretta and the Divine Will. Would you continue to begin to live this abundant life, one with Louisa? Would you continue to do this for God's glory and for the salvation of souls? Would you do this, Jesus says. I've given you the book of heaven. And when we say, yes, Lord, I want to do this, he says, good. Begin. Let me see what you can do. And if you need any help, go to Louisa. She'll help you. She heard what I said to her, and she lived it. She heard what my mother said to her, and she lived it. If you want help, go to the one who I gave this to. She's the one that possesses it. Louisa is amazing. Go to her 2,200 titles. My goodness, who is this Louisa Picaretta that God would do this in such a way that we would have hope that we could do it? It's the true life of Jesus. It's the true life of Mary that a human born of original sin possesses. I want that. I want that more than anything. I want to possess this life that Jesus and Mary breathed into Louisa. God's got to hear that from each and every one of us. If we just think it, well, that'd be nice. God says, oh, you really don't want it. If you really wanted it, you'd be screaming it from the housetops. You'd be shouting it out with joy. I want to possess this life of Jesus, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, which Louisa possesses. How amazing is that? It's ours for the asking. It's ours for the taking. He's waiting for us. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.